Joe, I got to bring up this ad from, I don't know if it's my childhood or later.
I think it might be.
Yeah.
My childhood. Not mine.
It's like a snowman. A mobile snowman walks into a house, like from the freezing cold. The fire is so delightful. And like sits down, and he, with his like stick arm, he picks up the spoon.
Yeah.
And like puts the soup to his mouth and melts.
Nothing melts away the cold like a delicious hot bowl of Campbell's chicken noodle soup. Let it snow, let
it snow. And eventually it's like a kid inside the snowman.
Yeah.
You remember this ad?
I do remember it. Even snow people can't resist Campbell's, I think is the lesson there.
I was just worried about the kid.
Yeah.
Stuck in a snowman.
What's he been doing? Is he all right?
If you don't remember that snowman ad, maybe you remember one of these.
It's nothing like getting to the bottom of a bowl of soup.
Presenting Soup for One. Single serving cans.
As Team Mom, my mom always watches what we eat and encourages us to eat our Campbell's Chunky Soup.
That one was a classic with former Eagles player Donovan McNabb and his mom. Campbell's Soup has been part of the Philadelphia region for a century and a half.
But as we reported in late 2018, canned soup has kind of fallen out of fashion. A little over a year ago, the company's stock was falling. They tried to right the ship by getting into other parts of the food industry, like fresh food, but it didn't seem to be working.
Today, we're reprising an episode about the shrewd investor who tried to get the board to majorly change and even sell the company, with an update on where it's headed now.
Spoiler, things look pretty different for Campbell's.
Yeah.
I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov.
And I'm Annette John Hall. This is The Why.
WHYY reporter Joe Hernandez has been covering the Campbell's Soup situation. Joe, can you give me a brief history of Campbell's Soup?
Yeah, it started about 150 years ago in Camden. This guy, Joseph Campbell, and an associate started it. And they were kind of like food merchants, and their first three products were French peas, fancy asparagus, and tomatoes. Yeah.
What exactly is fancy asparagus?
I think it's just really great asparagus. I have no idea what it is. Joseph Campbell started it, but he handed it off to a guy named Arthur Dorrance after Campbell retired. And then it was Dorrance's nephew, if you could follow that, John Dorrance, who really made Campbell's what it is. He developed condensed soup early in the 20th century. He was a mathematician and a chemist.
Johnny came calling one Sunday. The girl of his dreams was so sweet. She served him some wonderful dishes. But he found the meal incomplete.
No soup?
It became one of the biggest employers in South Jersey as well. It had a factory in Camden for a really long time, not anymore, but it was kind of a company town, and RCA and Campbell's were the two major employers in the city.
Oh, what a wailing and sighing.
Oh, what shall I do, Mother dear? Just reach for some soup from the soup shelf. You'll soon have your Johnny back here.
Did someone say soup?
So something happened earlier this year that is really shaking up the company. What happened back in May?
Campbell's was not performing as well as some people were hoping. The share price was underperforming. The company was going through some financial struggles. So in May, Denise Morrison, who was the CEO, retired kind of abruptly. Nobody really knew it was coming, and it was announced suddenly, and there wasn't exactly a succession plan in place, so there's been an interim CEO since then.
So in the wake of the departure of the CEO comes this guy, Dan Loeb.
When you talk about activism...
This is Dan Loeb speaking on the New York Times Money Show Deal Book.
You're really talking about shareholders and their ownership rights.
Dan Loeb is a hedge fund manager. He runs a hedge fund called Third Point, and he is what many people, you know, in Wall Street, in that kind of financial world, would call an activist investor. And so what he does is he sees a company that's underperforming, performing poorly in his view. He buys a bunch of shares in it, and then he aggressively goes after the company.
The activist doesn't control the company. He has a stake of generally somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 to 10%. Nowadays, it can even be less. But what he does have is ideas and the ability to articulate those ideas and defend them and debate them with the board.
So Dan Loeb earlier this year bought about 7% of Campbell's Soup.
Right.
And in doing that, because he bought that large a share, he had to file with the Securities and Exchange Commission, right?
Right. So when you buy a certain amount of stock in a company, you have to file this form with the SEC. And like many forms on the SEC database, at first blush, it looks boring. But Dan Loeb, when he files a form with the SEC, I mean, it is raw. He is aggressive. He said Campbell's has abysmal leadership. He spent the entire thing kind of laying out his case against the company and saying, the reason I bought this 7% share in the company is because they're doing pretty bad right now, and I want to get involved in the conversation and increase the stock price so that shareholders will make more money off Campbell's.
We've brought a sense of accountability to companies that we've been involved in at a minimum.
I mean, this is not the first time he's done this. He did it with Sotheby's, the auction house. He's done it with other companies. He gets in there and he becomes the loudest voice in the room and says, here's what's wrong. And he hammers the point over and over again.
So why is Dan Loeb doing this?
I mean, at the basic level, it's to increase profits for people who have shares in Campbell's. That could include job cuts. That could include selling off parts of the company. That could include selling the whole company. And it's a very specific constituency there that he's after, the shareholders, and increasing the value for them.
And so part of the way he makes his point is through these splashy kind of promotional campaigns that he does. I looked at one and boy, oh boy.
Yeah, exactly.
Good. That's what Campbell's Soup is.
Bad.
It looks like a movie trailer or a TV commercial or something. It's pretty wild.
$1 invested 20 years ago in Campbell would only be worth $1.19.
But there are still some Campbell's family members on the board, correct?
We should say these are Dorrance family members.
Okay.
There are a couple Dorrance family members on the board, and there are others who own large shares in the company. Two in particular own about a little over 30% of the company.
This week, Dan Loeb and Campbell's reached an agreement. It's a sort of truce for now. Tell me what happened.
Yeah, so, I mean, at first, back when Dan Loeb first got involved, he was kind of preaching, let's sell Campbell. Maybe we just need to sell the company and get somebody in there who can rejuvenate it or just make money for shareholders. And then ultimately he said, I want to get 5 seats on the 12-member board. Now, that was going to happen this week at Campbell's annual meeting. Shareholders were going to be able to vote either for the board members that Campbell's wanted or the board members that Dan Loeb wanted. And I guess Campbell's kind of saw this and saw maybe that Loeb was getting some traction. And ultimately, the two sides agreed to put 2 of Loeb's nominees on the board and give Loeb a say in a third nominee as well as in the search for a new CEO, because they still have that interim position there.
What would the weakening or folding of Campbell's Soup mean for the city of Camden, where it's been basically since the beginning?
Well, Campbell's has kind of had this trajectory in Camden, and it started as kind of a small company. It grew to be a really large and relevant company, not only in Camden. I mean, it was in Camden. It had this big factory there. It employed tons of people. Lots of immigrants worked in the factory there back when they, you know, cut onions and tomatoes by hand for soup. And then Campbell's closed the factory there. Now its world headquarters is there, but it's not as big a presence as it once was. So it could mean, you know, job cuts in some of the factories elsewhere. It could also mean job cuts at the headquarters. Campbell's has a lot of people working at its headquarters in Camden. It only has about a dozen Camden residents working there now, but it could mean job cuts there. I should also add that while Campbell's presence has shrunk as far as jobs are concerned in Camden, it still does a lot of philanthropy, a lot of community work in Camden and Camden neighborhoods. So maybe those efforts could shrink as well if the company does, pushed by Loeb and others to kind of tighten its belt a little bit.
When we come back...
Soup looks like it's stabilizing, perhaps improving. Talk us through what's happened there.
Yeah, I think it's a business that, quite frankly, in the world of categories that we debate how challenged they may be, I'd like the hand on Soup.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
This is The Why. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. Since that episode aired in November 2018, Campbell's has hired a new CEO, Mark Klaus, and it seems like things are turning around. And the activist investment company recently sold a portion of their stock in Campbell's. We brought WHYY New Jersey reporter Joe Hernandez back in for an update. So Joe, as we talked about, this investment company, typically they come in, they raise the value of the company, and then they sell stock. Is that what's going on here?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, Campbell's stock has gone up since June of 2018 when this all kind of kicked off. It was a little over $33 then. And when Third Point sold that stock recently, earlier this month, it was $48.45. So it almost jumped by half since then. But whether that's all because of Third Point, I think that's in question. I mean, Campbell's kind of already knew that its foray into fresh food was a mistake at that point. It was losing money and it's since sold that off. But Third Point has had some influence, according to a Reuters story that kind of gave their blessing to the new CEO, who's a veteran in the food industry. And they've had some influence on the direction of the company and the board.
Wasn't Dan Loeb pushing to sell the company completely?
Yeah, he was at one point. Obviously, that never happened. But what he got was somewhere in the middle, some management that agreed with him and more of a say in kind of the trajectory of the company.
Did Third Point sell all their stock? Are they out of Campbell's now?
No, they're very much still there. They have over 4% of the company, which is down from their peak, which was a little under 7% in 2018. And when they made that sale, they made a good amount of money, but they're staying involved.
Do we know why they sold some of their shares in the first place?
No. I reached out to Third Point. I didn't hear back. And when I reached out to Campbell's, they declined to comment. So we don't know that. But what we do know is Third Point has softened its tone. If you'll remember back then, there was some fiery language in their federal stock regulator filings. They were saying a lot of stuff about the company, and now they're much more relaxed and seem to be happy with the way things are going. The tone has definitely simmered down, and the new chief executive who had the blessing of Third Point says the company is now going to return to its roots, which is soup.
I love the tradition of soup. It's what the company was built on. Its core role that it plays in our portfolio is incredibly important.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Shai.
Joe Hernandez is WHYY's New Jersey reporter. Campbell's Soup, by the way, has a long history of using NFL players in its ads. Earlier in the episode, we played one that featured former Eagles quarterback Donovan McNabb and his mom. That's one of my favorites. Unfortunately, the new version of this ad does not feature an Eagles player, but one from a certain football team in Dallas.
Okay, guys, listen up. I need everyone to come in and work this weekend.
Who are you?
I'm Dak. I'm just filling in for Steve while Steve fills up with a bowl of Chunky Mac soup.
Yeah, well, you didn't make the playoffs, Dak. Go Birds. The Why is produced by me, Shai Ben-Yaakov, along with Annette John Hall, Alex Stern, and Kelsey Hansen, with editorial direction from Katie Culinary. We had editing help on this episode from Kevin McCory. Send a tweet at Shai Ben-Yaakov. See you tomorrow.